Let's check in now with Marshfield Chaparral's manager Luke Wirtz as the Chaparrals face the Everest Merchants here at Jack Ackman Field this evening. And Luke, first of all, let's update our fans on your season, how things have gone for the Chaparrals so far this year.
Things are going all right so far. We've gotten up to kind of a slow start in conference play at least. But you know, we're at 500 right now. We're 3-3. I think we're somewhere like 2-2 in conference. Also, lost a couple of close games. Rhinelander this weekend, you know, 15-18 is a heck of a baseball score. But and then we've also lost games 5-6 to a tough Rapids team on the road. And so we're trying to rebound. We're trying to get into flow. Early season here, we've had some cancellations, especially this week with all the rain. So we're just trying to get some games in, kind of find our flow a little bit again on the defensive side and on the offensive side.
Yeah, your schedule certainly has been victimized the last week or so by some rainouts. How does it affect your plans for your ball club when you go through some rainouts like that?
You know, the guys do a pretty good job of keeping themselves ready to play, but you know, when you're trying as an adult men's baseball team, trying to coordinate guys' schedules so that they're there, especially the pitching side of things, you know, making sure, you know, we've got three games this week. Here's the guys that can pitch this, this, and this day. It definitely throws a little wrench in your plans because there's guys that want to pitch that may not get a chance to for an extended period of time. You know, you get 2 weeks between starts, you kind of can get a little rust. You have to shake off the start. So it'll be interesting coming up here with some of our rescheduled games. We're going to have a lot of games here, I'm thinking, in the course of a week. So guys are going to have to take care of themselves and just keep themselves ready to play.
Can you tell us about some of the gentlemen on your team this year and where they fit in for you?
Yeah, we have quite a few returning ball players from last year and a couple old faces that have moved back to the area that are playing again. And then we've got a couple of new guys, you know, some of the returning players that played a lot for us in the past years. Cole Hediger does a lot of pitching on the mound. Logan Homolka, a guy from Marshfield, he's played all over. He's played some infield, outfield, but this year he's turned into one of our top pitchers. So it's good to see him out there, and he also hits the middle of the order. Riley Ballman from Stratford, man center field just about every game for us. He's great out there. You know, there's just so many guys that are returning. Colin DeBoer playing outfield, infield for us. Sean O'Connell, who played probably 4 years with the Chaps prior to moving away. Well, he's moved back into the area, and he came back to play this year, which is great to see for our Chaps family here. And, you know, there's just so many guys. Isaiah Byrell, he's probably year five, maybe even six with us. Man's the infield. He's moved around shortstop, but he's a guy that can play all over. So we have a lot of versatility on the team, a good amount of team speed, a lot of experienced ball players, and then, you know, it's always good to see some of the new faces also.
Quite a contrast between what you're doing, and we talk a lot, of course, with Josh Metz, the Legion coach, and he's got new people every year, and even though this year not so much, but most every year the Legion teams change, but you in this position where you've got so many returners year after year, how does that help you as a manager every season?
It just really, you know what you're going to come in with. You know, a lot of times I know from my Legion experiences, you get a new guy, you know, you don't know how much you can trust him or where he's going to play. But our guys, you know, you kind of know coming into the year, this guy can play here, this guy can play here. It becomes a lot easier to put together a lineup because you know what to expect, which makes life on a manager a lot easier, just kind of being able to be like, okay, well, we have these guys are saying they're going to be here tonight. You know, here's what our lineup's probably going to look like because you know where they're going to hit, you know where they're going to play. So it definitely eases the stress as a manager a little bit, just knowing, you know, a lot about the guys when they're coming back. And I think another thing it does, you know, when you get a high school team together like that in the summer from different areas all coming to play together, there's a lot with the team bonding aspect. You know, we have a good relationship as a team. A lot of these guys, returning guys, we have a lot of fun playing together. In a Legion like that, you know, you get kind of thrown together some different guys and it takes a little time to mix and bond, but once they do, everything goes well after that. But yeah, as a manager for the Chaps, I couldn't ask for, you know, a better squad of guys returning year after year.